Well, good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us and hope your Saturday's starting off well, April the 25th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Luminate Bank, our good friends right here in the Twin Cities, wonderful folks, Mike Overson and team. We've got Charlie in studio with us today. Show's also hosted, of course, by Scott Wolmering. And I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Scott, good morning to you, bud. Nice to see you, young man.
Good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. The next hour, we are with you, talking everything real estate and mortgage related as it relates to the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. If you've not caught the show before, it is definitely an interactive show. You make the show better with your questions and any comments that you have. If you're following us on social media, or you can go 612-294-6949. You can text us any questions of that, or if you're brave enough, you can go live on air.
And I want to just share a thought with you to give you an idea of Scott. Yesterday, I shared a very uplifting song, I thought, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and with some friends. And of course, I can always count on Scott for a good response. Scott.
Well, it's not the song. It's the... So it's an email he sends out. He said, "Hey, just guys on the team, you know, if you need this today, here's a song for you." And he puts it out. And all I text back or email back, and I said, "God, I needed that today. That was the song. That was the song I needed. My day was in the doldrums, and then that song lifted me out of it."
Yeah, we love our music, Charlie. We love our music. See, music guys like us, maybe help me out a little bit here. Nothing. He's got nothing. He's thinking, you know, we do like to have a little fun here on the Minnesota Real Estate Show, but you can interrupt us seriously at any point. 612-294-6949. The first segment, we do a mortgage update and a real estate update. The real estate update, new listings this week are up 11%. There are 1,733 new properties that came on the market. Thank goodness. We need more inventory. Pending sales, surprisingly down year over year. There were 989 pendings, and the inventory, Scott, is still up 6%. Still under 9,000. Lot of price points in areas. Not enough inventory. Some listings are sitting longer. A lot of overpricing we're seeing, Scott.
Well, and it's a weird year because, yes, our inventory is still exceptionally low. 9,000 homes is very, very low. But if you go back 2 years ago, we were probably around 5,500 to 6,500 this time of year. So 9,000 is more. I think this is our fifth or sixth week in a row where we've had more listings than we did the previous year. So, yes, 9,000 homes is low. But when you break it down to a macro, like I've got a listing in the Apple Valley area. And that listing a year ago, we would have probably been competing against four or five homes. We're competing against 19. So, yes, 19 is not 50, but 19 is also not four or five. So it is still an incredible seller's market, but there definitely is a slowdown in overall activity. Pricing has become, as it always has been, extremely, extremely important, and monitoring on a weekly basis what's happening. You know, what's happening with your competition to make sure you can get it priced and get it sold correctly for your sellers.
Charlie, with Luminate Bank, what is the update with mortgage rates? Where are rates right now?
I mean, rates are a bit jumpy. I mean, but zoom out and things actually look better than they did last year. We're still in the, you know, low sixes, which is some of the best pricing we've seen in a while.
What are you seeing? Any other mortgage thoughts, updates for folks?
I mean, it's you know, as Scott said, I mean, inventory is improving. Buyers do have more negotiating power, and the market feels more balanced. I mean, the folks winning right now are not the ones waiting for the perfect rate, but they're the ones that are, you know, being smart today and planning to refinance later. So waiting on rates can actually cost more than acting with a plan.
Yeah, that makes sense, Scott.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think what it was 6.3. It was almost 6.75 a few weeks ago. Now we're down to what, 6.20, something like that.
6.31 was yesterday's rates. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, 6.31. So yeah, so rates are coming down again. Like we were just talking about, inventory is still absolutely great if you're a seller. just make sure that when you're listing with your agent, take a look at agents. Usually we normally go back 6 months. We look at what was happening 6 months ago through now, and that's how we do our market analysis. I would argue that you really do want to look back 30, you know, maybe 60 days and take a look at what is actually selling there. And more importantly, what you're competing against, how many you're competing against, and to make sure if you were to throw your buyer's hat on and looking at everything you compete against, that you would say, yes, I would choose my house, our listing, over those other competition.
So right now, of course, Jerome Powell is the chair of the Federal Reserve, and the expected replacement is a gentleman by the name of Kevin Warsh. He has not been fully confirmed yet. And Scott, of course, we know how the current current administration feels about the Fed and interest rates.
Oh, and they love him. Yeah, he loves the Fed. Loves the Fed.
Rye, do you like uplifting songs?
It depends on the mood, the setting, the person who sends it to me. There's a lot of factors that go
into it. That's why I like Ryan.
Yeah, well, everybody loves that song that Ryan sent yesterday. People were having a bad day, a bad Friday, and then boom, they're just uplifted.
Oh, man, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point. We are going to be featuring this show again, some great listings of the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. David Meyer has one, Scott, in Andover, 3118 139th Avenue Northwest in Andover for $550. This is a 5-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage home, over 3,200 finished square feet. David said, designed for everyday living, effortless, entertaining. The upstairs, the primary suite, offers a private ensuite bath. You got the lower level, adds flexibility with a second family room, a fifth bedroom. Quality craftsmanship, lots of great upgrades, functional layout. That one, again, is 3118 139th Avenue Northwest in Andover. Check that one out for $550. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point. We have, again, some listings each week to feature. And we got one, Scott. This one is a nice one here. Miss Jen McKinnon, awesome agent on the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. She has one in Woodbury, 9910 Brookview Drive in Woodbury, Scott, $550. It is a custom-built one-level living. It's got a walkout lower level, 3-bed, 4-bath, 3,124 finished square feet. You got an oversized 3-car garage, storage with a full garage door, fully finished lower level. Jen says offers flexibility for multi-generational living or guests. The lower level has a full kitchen, living room, dining area, large bedroom with walk-in closet. You've got the main floor, has 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, living room, sunroom, and you've got garage access from both the main and the lower level. Tons of storage and a 0.6-acre lot with pond views. 9910 Brookview Drive in Woodbury for $550,000, Scott. People love Woodbury, don't they, Scott?
Yeah, Woodbury's awesome. The only struggle that people have with Woodbury, depending on where they work, is just getting there a little bit. You've either got 94 or you've got that 494 loop, which isn't great, but it's a gorgeous community, great golf courses. I go there and play quite a bit. So, Woodbury's awesome.
Yeah, we were just talking about music and memory, and recently went and saw a gentleman by the name of Emmanuel Axe, who's probably a top 20 world-renowned pianist, and just an amazing performance. Just the memory. Scott, we're talking about memory. For him to sit down, he's in his late 70s, and he played this piece flawlessly for 30 minutes. It was like the original artist was there. Just unbelievable. So,
yeah, that's cool. It is a talent that I do not have. I am not musical. I am not musical in the slightest. That's why I'm always in awe of you and your family, because you are such a musical family, which is very cool.
Now, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at any point. Steve Stalock, Wynn Home Inspection, is with us today. And again, you can interrupt us by phone or text at any point. We did have a question here, Charlie. This one is just regarding VA interest rates. Are VA interest rates normally lower than regular interest rates?
VA rates are typically, you know, a little bit lower. I mean, depending on, you know, the borrower profile. But yes, I mean, they're typically 0.25% lower. Yes.
Okay.
And how does so every loan has an insurance? You know, what is the FHA is called a funding fee? How does the funding fee versus?
VA.
I'm sorry. What did I just say?
VA's funding
fee. Yeah. VA's funding fee. How does the funding fee work?
Well, the funding fee, I mean, basically would take place of like mortgage insurance premium, and it's basically tied to the loan, and based on the veteran's entitlement determines what they would pay for a funding fee.
Yeah, we love our veterans here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. For those that have served or actively serving, God bless you. We can't thank you enough. And as a realtor community, we want to do whatever we can, Scott, to help those women and men to find good properties.
Well, and what's interesting about the VA loan, year after year after year after year, it has the lowest default rate of any other loan. And what's strange about that is it's a zero down loan. And we know what happened when we went to zero down loans back in the day, back in 2005 to about 2008. All of those went into default. And so it's interesting when you've got the military people, they have that mindset of they're just good. They're just good loans.
Yeah, I just had a nice text from a listener that said, Scott is a very uplifting person.
Well, I think opinions vary there. I think opinions vary.
There you go, Scott. You're getting a little love.
There you go.
From someone. I'm not sure if that's your mom's
phone
number.
It's my mom, absolutely.
Your mom. Hey, Steve Stalock, Win Home Inspection. You are always working, friend. Every time I talk to you, you're either going to an inspection, you're replying to an email right after this show, you're driving to Faribault, I think you said, for an inspection. You are a hardworking young man, friend. Yep.
I've been busy, and I'm very grateful for that. And all the people that I've worked with, I really appreciate their business.
What are you seeing, Steve, from the home inspection standpoint with the market here? You talked about a little bit more activity. You've gotten some pre-inspection or pre-offer requests as well.
A little bit of that. Mostly it's still buyer-driven. You know, so it's associated with a transaction. What I'm seeing is a lot of times the contingency times are getting pretty tight.
You mean as far as on the inspection, like
right.
three days, 5 days?
Right.
Yeah.
I think the standard contract says 10. Yeah. Well, everybody negotiates that to 5, and I've had a bunch of them that are like, well, I need it within 3 days.
Yeah,
so I'm
just
seeing that pressure.
Just to piggyback on that, so what Steve's talking about, let's say there's 10 offers on a property, and you know that some people are going to waive the inspection, others are going to have the inspection, but what the seller doesn't want to have to do is wait 10 days to find out if there's any issues. So then the buyer's agent will negotiate in, hey, we're going to have an inspection, but we're going to have it in 2 days, and then call Steve and say, hey, can you get in there tomorrow? Well, of course not.
Yeah, and people, again, in Minnesota, you can, again, cancel your offer based upon the home inspection for any reason. So as a seller, you don't want those 10 days of unknown being in limbo. You also can't be bumped. So in other words, if there's an accepted offer on the home, you can't, as another buyer, come in and say, well, hey, we're going to give them $5,000 more and we're going to bump it. Once it's accepted on contingent on inspection, that buyer has the full right to the property, Scott.
That's right. It's interesting in a market like this. And again, we were talking, it's not like it was 2 years ago where everything's got 25 offers on it and you're getting 50 showings in, you know, a week. It's not like that, but we are still seeing multiple offers. Only 9,000 homes on the market, still a heavy seller's market. And when that happens, you have to kind of go down your checklist of what you're going to ask for. Are you going to ask for a home inspection? If you are, how are you going to make it appealing to the seller? So, for example, hey, we're going to have a home inspection, but we won't ask for anything under $10,000. So we're basically just looking to make sure the house isn't falling down. But other than that, we're moving forward. Those are the kind of things that are out there.
Yeah,
right?
In those cases, basically the buyer's looking to learn about the house, and that's really my emphasis. I try to teach them. You know, I could even go into brand new construction where you're not going to find a whole lot of deferred, you know, no deferred maintenance, but there's a lot of things to learn because with new houses, there's other systems, there's new stuff, and people have never seen these things before. So show up to your inspection, ask questions, and learn.
Yeah, you know what's, Ryan, I was going to run this. One thing we are seeing a lot, I'm seeing it a lot on my listings, is, hey, we're going to have an inspection, but it's only for informational purposes. We won't ask for anything under $5,000. We won't ask for anything under $10,000. And you know what my stance is on a lot of this stuff. Understand that's the spirit of the offer, but it's not worth the paper it's written on. Because if they have an inspection and there are multiple things in it that don't add up to $5,000 and they ask for it, your seller's going to be like, oh, they can't do that. Well, of course they can do that. We have the option then of telling them to go pound sand. But nonetheless, at that point, you're probably going to fix the issues because you don't want to get rid of that buyer. Now all of a sudden you have an inspection that fell apart. And so just understand that it's there. It's the spirit of the offer. But don't misunderstand. They can still ask for stuff. It'll make you mad, but they can.
And I've had actually recently a situation where I was told that's the condition.
Absolutely.
And I get up in the attic and there were two or three truss cords that were shattered, broken, damaged. It's like, okay, now what?
That was my sale. Yeah, we had written not to ask for anything under $5,000, but there's a roof truss.
There was damage. So yeah. It's like, well, you know, we weren't going to ask for anything over a certain amount, but now
we don't know what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we had a texter said, hey, guys, is there any reason that files, pendings, he said, are taking so long to close? I've seen 60 days or more, still not closed yet. Are lenders digging in more now? Are they scrutinizing more now? Charlie, are you seeing anything anything unusual there from a lending standpoint?
I wouldn't say unusual per se, but I would say that just based on where we are at from an economy perspective, we're bringing on a lot more resources for potential clients that take longer. A lot of these down payment assistance programs, they require a full underwrite, which can, you know, it can add 2 to 3 weeks to an overall file getting completely executed. So some of those things we're seeing right now, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Well, I think the other thing that we're seeing, at least I'm seeing it on some of mine and some of my clients, there are a lot of programs out there that allow somebody to go without selling their house. We've got the Fly Homes program, which you don't have to be able to sell your house to go non-contingent. There are programs like that out there. So of course the mindset of that buyer is, okay, let's put a closing date out 90 days on or before. And then we have the option of moving that forward because it gives them a chance to still sell their home and remove that.
Hey, Ryan, have you taken a Waymo?
I never have, and I probably won't anytime
you
soon.
You need to take a Waymo.
They freak me out, man.
What is a Waymo?
It's the driverless car.
Yes.
It's like an Uber, but it there's is no Uber. One in there.
So you know how I know about Waymos? Because Ryan was in Austin, Texas. And every 5 minutes for an entire day, I got a picture of the Waymo. Look at that, Scott. There's nobody at the steering wheel. Can you believe this?
Well, I hope there was some uplifting music playing.
No, guys, way in the background there was.
There's uplifting music. If nothing else, you're going to be uplifted by listening to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, before the break, we do, again, like to touch on some great listings. Mr. Adam Benedict over in St. Paul has one. Scott, South St. Paul, 235 14th Avenue South, 300K. It is a three-bed, one-bath, a 1,500-plus home, 1,500-plus finished square feet home. It's in the heart of South St. Paul. Three-bed and one-bath are on the main level. The lower level has a great family room, large storage room, rough-ins for a potential second bath. There's all new carpeting, vinyl flooring, freshly painted walls, ceilings, white enameled door and trims, and the major mechanicals and exterior improvements include a new furnace, fridge, roof, driveway. 235 14th Avenue South, South St. Paul, 300K, a nice single-family home to check out, listed by Mr. Adam Benedict. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. This is the second half of the show. And Scott, very briefly, our O'Neill Foundation of Hope Minute of Hope. Talk about being uplifting there, young man. Yes. We are doing a week from tomorrow, which would be Saturday, May 3rd. We are doing an open house for everyone, for the public. For our second property location in what we're calling Houses of Hope, which is transitional housing to help those who are either homeless or those who have had multiple bad things happen to them, and they need secure housing. So we have a new location in Bloomington. It's a single-family home. We have a wonderful family moving in who they have three kids. This family, the father does not have a bed right now where they're living. There's just such a housing crisis. And so with the O'Neill Foundation, I hope it's something we're very passionate about. You're welcome to come to this open house. And by the way, Scott, it's named after St. Bridget of Kildare, who was an advocate for the poor. A lot of people said, hey, who's St. Bridget? Why St. Bridget? That's why, with a kind of the Irish heritage and roots. And so go to O'NeillHope.org. You can go to my personal Facebook as well to sign up for that open house. We'd love to have you there. There's going to be a little prayer at 1:30. I may even ask you to say the prayer, Scott.
Yes, yes. Please, yeah, please. Right, why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Why is Perpich laughing?
I love that.
The reaction. It wasn't just like, oh,
he
wow.
He didn't expect that.
No, he's like, oh, Ryan's on the floor laughing. Oh, Scott, say a prayer. Oh, my gosh. That is real comedy.
Yes, St. Bridget. It'll be a great open house. We'd love to have you there. Please stop out.
Hey, I got a question. Yeah. Hey, Scott, we've written, I'm working with a different agent, love the show, though. We've written on five different properties that I have not gotten. Why won't they counter what we would have paid more? Why won't they counter our offer? Is basically what he's saying is we've written all these offers. We would pay more. Why won't the listing agent or why won't the seller counter our offers?
Yeah, you have to make your first offer in that situation, your absolute best offer. Sellers are, you know, you got 2, 3, 5, 8 offers coming in. They're reviewing it with their agent after highest and best offers are called, and they're picking that one based upon the entire offer. And there isn't, oftentimes, more often than not, there isn't that second chance. They say, look, let's go with this. They may counter that top offer a little bit, something. But Scott, that's a tough one.
Well, yeah, you got to understand. Let's use 10 offers. So you have 10 offers, and I'm the listing agent. So every agent that's written their offer through the day that's not willing to put a number on it that's strong enough is saying, "Hey, my guys are real solid, Scott. You know, just bring us a number, bring us something back, and we'll do it." Well, guess what? Everybody's saying that. Every agent is trying to do that for their client. And so what Ryan's saying is exactly it. Put your best number forward so that when the seller is looking at it, you at least are going to be in the running. It might come down to two where maybe they're going to counter two of you. But if you're not even in the running and if you're not getting countered or if you're not getting calls back, here's an indication. If your agent writes it in the morning and it's highest and best at 7 o'clock and that listing agent's not in touch with your agent through the day, you're not getting the house.
Yeah, you lost it.
Yeah, if there's no little kind of, hey, just want to check this. You know, how long have you been doing working with your lender? Hey, could they go a little bit more in earnest money? If those calls aren't happening up until the deadline, you're not in the running.
There's no second date.
No, there's no second date.
Yeah, no second date.
And they're not trying to get you the house. You have to remember that. They don't care if you get the house.
Yeah.
The agent represents their seller. The only job they have is to get the most and the best terms for their seller. Whether your buyer buys a house now or 5 years from now, they don't care.
You care with your high level of empathy.
Of course I do, yes.
Yeah, Scott does.
It's unusual, but most agents do not.
Thank you. Steve Stalock, Wynn Home Inspection. You're having to put up with this jib-jab here today. We do love working with you. By the way, folks, if you go to mnrealestateshow.com, that's where all of our partners are. These are not just random people we phoned. These are people over the last 20 years that we as a team, our agents, have worked with. They're honest, hardworking, caring. Do a great job following up. That is you, Steve Stalock.
And you can find me on website, mnrealestateshow.com. And you got it organized really well. So go down to look for home inspections and look for that handsome ball guy.
That's me. You.
That is you.
All my info is right there.
Have you bought that website?
Nah, you can tell me.
Handsomeballguy.com. I'd get
really
all over that.
A social media kind of guy.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, it's a good point. It's, you know, Steve, I can tell he's busy, but at some point you can only handle so much as an inspector. And I think, you know, as a consumer listening, Steve is an engineer by trade and has such a high level of detail That's what you want as a buyer. You want someone with that high level of detail, Scott, that is not just going to do a quick walk in and look at it and, yeah, this is great. You know, that level of details is really, Scott, wouldn't you say that's how Steve's built that business?
Oh, it is. Well, I've said this a million times. Steve, I use Steve on all my buyers because I want them, if there's a problem, I want them to find it. But when I see Steve's name pop up on one of my listings that he's the buyer, the inspector, I'm like, gosh, dang it. Stalock's going to be in there. He's going to find something.
You know, sometimes, okay, you get a little bit concerned about too much detail. Detail is a good thing because in my world, and protecting everybody involved, I'm going in, I'm working for the buyer. I'm also cognizant I need to be fair to the seller and the house. I'm not making stuff up. And the bottom line is knowledge is power. And once you have that knowledge, you can move forward confidently knowing, you know, where is this leading to? Hey, so without that information, you're just shooting blind.
Yeah. Steve, a question from a listener says, what would you say about the home inspection would be a reliable method to ensure a home does not have mice or different problems of different types of insect problems? Can you just share some general advice and thoughts about the seller and the buyer having problems like this?
Well, first of all, almost every house has signs of mice.
Sure.
It's very different than an infestation. But I would say over the 25 years I've been inspecting, probably 90% of the houses have signs of at least a mouse has been up in the attic. So that's one thing. Things that are kind of red flags to me, even before I show up to the house, I'll look at the MLS photos online, and a house that's overgrown with vegetation, you know, things on the exterior you just know are conducive to bringing the pests in.
Yeah. So, hey, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, I would just say clear your vegetation, you know, get separation between the ground. You know, don't throw, you know, 10 yards of mulch and bring the ground up to the siding.
Hey, Scott, I had a really nice comment. Brian Van Toff, longtime awesome agent, awesome broker on the Minnesota real estate team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, talking about the multiple offers. He said, you also come off as high maintenance.
Yes.
Regarding you're losing out, even though willing to pay more conversation. Maybe talk about that.
Yes, I mean, he's exactly right. Brian and we think exactly alike. So, for example, let's say you're working with a buyer and you find out there's 10 offers and you're writing your offer and your buyer said, hey, Scott, could you check and find out what the cost of the utilities are? Could you have them check out and see if they like their neighbors? Well, those are all interesting questions. And normally that would be questions that we would get answered. In a multiple offer situation, I'm not asking any of those questions. And you would think, well, why not? I want to get those answers. Well, we can get them after the home inspection, because all that tells me, if I'm a listing agent, when I've got everybody else writing 20 grand over and asterisk clauses going 5 grand over top offer and waiving inspections and guaranteeing appraisal gap coverage, when you're asking those questions, you're more than I don't need to deal with you because I've got 9 others that aren't even asking those questions.
Hey, how about this listing? Miss Jennifer Ritzman has one. Wow. This is down by Lake of the Isles. 2200 Kenwood Parkway, Ryan. $1.3 million. This is located at the confluence of the Lake of the Isles and Kenwood Parkway. It is a 1950 classic prairie arts and craft style architecture, a sweeping wood staircase, wood floors, box beam ceilings, 4-bed, 2-bath, 2-car garage, large finished basement, 3,800 finished square feet, steps to Lake of the Isles, lots of upgrades. 200K complete property landscape renovation, gas fireplace, rich cabinetry in the living room, primary bedroom. You got a sunroom, elegant formal dining room, and a private backyard oasis. $1.3 million, Scott. Kenwood, 2200 Kenwood Parkway in Minneapolis. Yowzers.
Great great street, great area. That's a nice one.
Yeah, one other one here before the break, guys. Mr. Mike Overson asked me to feature this one. He's got a great listing, or great agent he works with. It's listed with Jason Walgrave, but Brad Christensen with Luminate mentioned this listing. It's 9820 Deerwood Drive in Chanhassen, Scott, for $850. 2-story home, 4-bed, 4-bath, almost 3,000 square feet, 3-car garage, 2.5-acre lot. The garage is heated, great location in Chanhassen. and it sits in a neighborhood where most of the homes are 1.25 to 2.5 million. And this one's listed for 850, 9820 Deerwood Drive in Chanhassen, Minnesota. Nice listing in Chan as well, Scott.
Yeah, that's a great great area. Super listing. You know, I got a text message that said, well, why can't you get a question answered about utility payments? That would be interesting to, or that would be important to me. That's not my point. Of course, we always get what utility costs are for our clients. It's when you're in a multiple offer situation and you're asking additional questions and other buyers are not asking those questions. That's why it becomes an issue, not obviously what the utility costs are.
Hey, it's at the final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. You are all most welcome to the St. Bridget House of Hope open house. It's a week, it's Saturday or Sunday, May 3rd, a week from Sunday. You're welcome. Check out, again, o'neillhope.org or my personal Facebook. You can sign up as well. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Dan Frank has a listing, Scott, in Corcoran, 6675 Carriage Way in Corcoran for $900,899,900. It's a 2019 built, five bed, five bath, over 4,400 square feet. Dan said it's possibly the cleanest house in Corcoran. The main floor with a gourmet kitchen, quartz countertops, white cabinetry, farmhouse sink, double ovens, gas cooktop. Upper level has four bedrooms, all walk-in closets, loft space, convenient laundry, spacious primary suite, the fully finished lower level, large family room, second fireplace, 3/4 bath, additional bedroom. You got a flat, fully fenced-in yard, newer composite deck. And Dan says, why wait 6 to 12 months to build when you can have it right now? That is 6675 Carriage Way in Corcoran for $899,900. And the last one, Tonya Romer has one, Scott, in Chan, 9235 Lake Riley Boulevard, $2,090,000. It's 330 feet of flat lakeshore. It's a rare peninsula property located in Chanhassen. It's on Lake Riley, 300-plus acre lake, four-bed, four-bath, over 4,200 finished square feet, newly remodeled in 2024 by Boyer Building, and relandscaped lakeshore in 2025. Beautiful property, panoramic lakeshores from almost every window. As you can tell, the Minnesota real estate team, we literally work all over the state of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Some great listings to check out. Scott, just one quick note. We were talking about Zoom earlier, and I put out a little note on my Facebook this week just asking all of our fellow realtors in the Twin Cities that we are looking to buy a house, and I'm wondering if they had time to do a Zoom with me.
Gosh. So Ryan's making fun of me, but this is a thing you're getting all the time now. Hey, Scott, I saw your new listing this morning, and my husband and I are really thrilled about it. Oh, great. Well, when can we jump on a call? Well, you know, actually, it'd be better if we jumped on Zoom today at 4 o'clock. And I'm like, that's garbage.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, what's the point of it?
Well, so I put this post out, and I mean, as a joke, and with all of our friends at the different companies, and everybody from all the companies are commenting. I mean, if you are an active agent in the Twin Cities right now, you are getting four emails a day from someone all over the world saying, hey, we're ready to buy a house in Minneapolis.
Yes.
We saw your house on Zillow. We love it. Do you have time to Zoom with me today?
So what's the point of that? Do they like steal your information if you Zoom with them?
They send you the link.
They send you the link.
So you click on it, and then I believe, you know, they get access to you. So anyway, it started this long, funny thread of, you know, instead of Zoom, can I WhatsApp with you?
Yes, that's the other one, WhatsApp.
Can I send you my social security number? I mean, it's the crazy amount of fraud. And by the way, if you're buying a home, the other thing too is with a title company, be sure, again, you do everything by phone. Don't do that by email. There's so many wire fraud scams out there. You got to do everything by phone when it comes to title and wiring money for closing.
Especially wiring money for closing. I mean, if you're not getting it from the title company that has been your title company, where you know the players and you can trust the information, do not do not follow an email prompt to wire money.
No zooming, Ryan.
No zooming.
Ryan, what do you think about that?
I never understand it. Like, not even from like the scam point of view, but it's like someone prefers like a Zoom call over a phone call. Like, what? Just so you can see my ugly face, like bad lighting. Like, do you just want to know I'm paying attention? I don't get it.
Well, and besides that, except for obviously present company aside, I look horrible on Zoom.
You look great.
I look horrible on Zoom.
Everyone does.
Right? Everybody? Yeah. I hate that. You got to put your chin down. You got to put your. It's like, man, oh man, I do not like Zoom.
Hey, Charlie, any last thoughts for people? You are doing a wonderful job. Again, applywithcharlie.com is how you can connect with him. He does have a wonderful song as well. Like my brother Tom, he has created one on AI. You got to hear this song. You got to put it on your Facebook today, buddy.
Well, I can tell you this. 93% of our communication is what? Body language.
Yes.
So I may be talking to you on the phone, and you might think I'm this arrogant goofball, but then you see me in person, and you realize that I'm not arrogant, but I am a goofball. So there you go.
Yeah, yes. There you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Is that true, 93% of communication?
Copilot says it is.
93% of communication is body language?
Well,
you're a big sit at the right side of the table so that you're not across from the table, so it's not so whatever.
I think first – that was good.
Everybody knows what I'm saying.
Well, it's first – I think first impressions are very important. And back in the day, you know, again, with Mr. Adam Hartung, we used to sell Cutco knives. And they, you know, a lot of what they talk about in that first impression with people is important that, they say that as humans, you know, oftentimes we do judge by appearance, body language, just some of those things. And so, yeah, it's something to be aware of as well. Steve, we don't judge you because we enjoy working with you.
Well, you have to make a judgment. Judgments are critical to survival. Let's just understand that. What you do with the judgment, that's a different story. So, you know, it's a natural human behavior to make a judgment. It's that simple. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, hey, here's the thing from the Minnesota Real Estate Show. There's no judgment from us. Right, Scott?
Absolutely none. None from me whatsoever. never.
Terrible.
Never judge
you're
whatsoever.
You're terrible.
Say, I've got a real quick listing I wanted to hit before we wrap the show up.
Please.
16461 Equestrian Trail in Lakeville, 675,000 Rambler. It is an exceptional property, great backyard, super neighborhood. It's got a community pool, community guest building, just an awesome property, a little over 3,000 square feet. Three bedroom, three bath in Lakeville, but actually District 196 schools, and it's 16461 Equestrian Trail for $675,000 in Lakeville. It is a great house.
Yeah, and actually, my brother Tom, who likes to catch us on the Minnesota Real Estate Show, he texted me, and he's got a song that he created for us here. I'll see if I can pull it up to play. But it's fun. The app is called Suno. Tom is a master of it, and it's a good one. Actually, I'm going to play a little bit here for you.
Hopefully,
he
doesn't swear.
Yeah, here we go.
Saturday morning, coffee in hand, in a soda map lies across the land.
Here we go.
Ryan and Scott on the radio dial. Talking house keys and numbers with a grin and a smile.
Here we go.
They know a few things. They know where to go. Good guys on a solid little show.
A solid little show.
They keep it true. A little bit of wisdom from me and you.
Yeah!
So that needs to be our new theme song instead of the jingle. We need to put that as our song.
People are like, stop that jingle. Hey, Apply with Charlie, is it the best way for people to catch you?
That is applywithcharlie.com, or you can call me 651-677-0688.
Yeah, check out Steve Stalock, awesome inspector, Win Home Inspection, Steve.
And my phone number is 952-891-4455, but as usual, go to mnrealestateshow.com and scroll through the preferred partners.
Hey, great job, Scott.
See, the music starts, Ryan can't turn it off.
Here we go. Hey, good job, buddy.
You too.
It's been a fun show. Ryan Perpich, thank you for joining us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Tom, thank you. Not the fancy talk. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.